So we're going to talk a little bit about Steve Jobs at age 56. It appears, it has not been confirmed that he is the victim of pancreatic cancer. They have not told us exactly the cause of death. But in 2004, he really did believe that he was over it and that he was cured. Yeah. What might have happened here?
Well, pancreatic cancer is one of those cancers that has an extremely poor survival record. In fact, it really comes close to 100% of people not surviving from that cancer, despite treatment. And that's usually after 5 years, it's between usually 10 to 30% of people are alive. But over time, the cancer just comes back. And unfortunately, there's no great treatment for it, partly because this disease tends to be found late in its development. It doesn't have any symptoms early on, and as it grows, it then starts to spread, and symptoms happen after it starts blocking various ducts that come out of the liver. People get jaundiced, they lose weight, and hence succumb to the disease. It's about 43,000 people, in terms of U.S. data, it's 43,000 people a year develop pancreatic cancer. It's the fourth leading cause of cancer-related deaths. It's very rare before age 45, and then after age 45, the rate is about, for every million people, 88 will develop pancreatic cancer. So it's not a lot, but it's still fourth leading cause of cancer-related death. There's no effective screening tool. You can't do ultrasounds all the time. You can't screen for it, really. Risk factors, cigarette smoking, obesity, lack of physical activity, people have chronic pancreatitis where their pancreas is inflamed, either from excessive alcohol intake over time. Those are some of the things. So for Mr. Jobs, unfortunately, he had the gamut of stuff done. He was able, he had the means to do this. His liver was replaced. Liver is closely associated in terms of anatomical structures with the pancreas. But you can't remove a pancreas. You can't, when you have cancer of the pancreas, if your entire pancreas has cancer within it, you can't just remove it, because without a pancreas, you can't survive. There's nothing that replaces it. So that's the problem with pancreatic cancer as well, is that you lose that function and you just can't live without it. He managed actually quite well when you think of the, 2004, he was, we assume, diagnosed with this, which means he had the cancer probably earlier than that. So he survived longer than what would be considered the average survival time, and that was likely because of all the medical interventions. But despite that, despite all the treatments, despite the chemotherapy, despite the surgeries, it unfortunately is one of those cancers that just, it comes back. It's not completely eradicated, because you can't take out an entire pancreas, and that's one of the issues. Even if you found it early, The issue is, okay, you remove part of the pancreas, but you still may have recurrence in the remainder of the organ.
Okay, so at age 56, after being diagnosed first in 2003 and treated very aggressively, Steve Jobs dying. Okay, thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.